prayer. This one word means so many different things. Asking, adoration, doubt, despair, confidence, confusion. We pray with expectation. We pray with hopelessness. We pray in altruism. We pray in selfishness. We pray boldly stepping up to the throne. We pray pessimistic, not expecting a favorable answer. Prayer. Regardless of how you view it, aside from what you expect from it, no matter how you approach it, the Bible is clear. We must pray. From seek and you will find, to the story of the widow who bothered the judge enough that he finally gave her justice, we are told to take everything to God in prayer. Everything. Whatever else prayer is, if we are praying without ceasing, the words we offer to God permeate everything we do, everything we are. Whatever else prayer does, if we continually give our hearts to God, we end up also offering ourselves to others. If we offer our prayers to God while we offer ourselves to others, the power of God acts as a wireless network, acting for others to give rescue, healing, comfort, light. As we offer our prayers to God, we become less ourselves and more a piece of a whole that covers the whole earth, bringing God's love and kingdom to all. We are woven into the fabric of God's power and love, becoming a part of bringing His kingdom to earth, a part of His restoring of creation. Evelyn Underhill says, "Prayer moves from God to others through us because we have ceased to be self-centered units but are woven into the great fabric of praying souls, the mystical body through which the work of Christ on earth goes on being done. All because of prayer."